we love talking to the Hall of Fame coach. He is an exceptional part of Philadelphia sports history, Eagles history. And Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Coach Vermeil joins us every single Friday at this time. Coach Vermeil, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing fine, thank you. John, how are you guys doing?
Doing great, Coach.
Doing just tremendous. And really curious and anxious to get your viewpoint here, Dick. We obviously saw a win, but a win that was a struggle in some ways. Let's start with Jalen Hurts. The big question, I think, is why? Why is he struggling in the passing game? It's not just one thing. What do you think are the whys of why he's struggling?
Well, first, you know, the defensive people are getting paid to coach and paid to play, so they cause issues each week, and so we got to have to give them credit. And I think sometimes it takes a little while for a quarterback to really get going at game tempo, especially in modern football when they don't play preseason games. You know, and I've watched them scrimmage, you know, other teams here, but it's still not live. No one hits anybody. No one knocks the quarterback down. No one roughs up the receivers, and it's a different tempo once the season starts. And I think sometimes that takes a little away from the quarterback being really ready to go the first couple games of the season.
Dick, when does that go out the window? I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm curious. So John's been making the same point. If it's the same thing week four or five, is no longer the preseason? It's like, okay, Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we got a problem, but I don't think it will be. You know, he's too good a football player. And, you know, the scheme hasn't changed. Same head football coach, the offensive coordinator was there last year within the offensive scheme coaching. So it hasn't changed that much. And plus, in the offseason, defensive teams have, you know, 6 months to prepare for an offense that was extremely explosive. And they aren't stupid. And they start taking things away. Just take a look at our tight end, you know, six catches for 22 yards. Hey, they're doing some good things on defense as well.
So when you watch the tape, those things that they're doing defensively, how confident are you that we can correct what we're doing to account for what they're doing and get productive again offensively?
Well, they did it. They started to run the football. You know, they were playing those guys five across there. And, so loose there. Mm-hmm. And they had to start running the football. And when you run like they did, I mean, my God, Swift had 28 carries, what, 176 yards? That doesn't happen very often. Why did it happen? They're doing the best to stop the passing game.
Mm-hmm. Dick Vermeil with us here. Dick, let's take on the A.J. Brown thing. You just heard us talking about it. You coached for so many years. I'm sure you dealt with so many scenarios. What do you do as a coach post-game? What do you do as a coach on a Monday or, in this case, a Friday after a situation like that on the sideline? How do you handle it?
Well, I think you bring the people in face-to-face and sit down and talk about it. You got to remember, guys, this is not a powder puff derby on Thursday night or Sunday. These guys get very intense physically and emotionally, and it sometimes people react. Sometimes they react in a way that's not really representative of how they think, but all of a sudden it explodes. And I've seen that. I've seen it happen to me. And sometimes you're embarrassed. Sometimes you're right on by taking somebody on the sideline. I've seen coaches almost come to blow. And John, you know what I'm talking about. Joe,
sure.
You know, John.
Absolutely.
It's intense.
Yeah, I've had to hold players back from trying to go attack coaches.
Little Tim Brown action there, John.
Yeah.
What you're
crazy
saying.
Crazy details.
Yeah.
It does get emotional over the top. Let's just go back to what we saw last night. This offense, if our answer is going to be running the football with the inside zone, do you think that Swift, who you remarked was incredible last night, do you think that he could be our bell cow back this year, or is the plan to just rotate guys through?
I don't know what the plan is, but he can be. He demonstrated that last night, a bell cow running back. You know, you have to stop and think, guys, what's his strength? That offense has no weakness, okay? That offensive line is an all-pro offensive line. You know, and so you put a back behind that kind of offensive line running against the six-man front because we're spread out, mm-hmm. You know, and run those read zones and that kind of stuff. He's going to run for a lot of yards.
How surprised were you that Rashad Penny didn't get in until 2 minutes left in the third quarter?
You know, I really didn't think about that. You know, I wasn't aware of it or counting mm-hmm. minutes or when people play or didn't play. I was just watching the game as a fan. I was having a hard time. I'm out here in the wine country. for me, a wine vent. Okay. And I'm trying to watch a game. And people are asking me questions about wine. I say, shut up. I'm watching a game.
So, Coach, you're proud of the 2-0 Birds. I mean, you're in the Eagles Hall of Fame. You're one of the great Eagles of all time. So you're feeling more positive than negative. Is that fair?
Well, I tell you this, they're the only team in the league 2-0 right now. Okay? Just hope.
And, yeah, you know, and that's true.
The only thing that really surprised me, we were +2 in the first quarter in giveaway takeaway ratio, and we were down 7-3. Yeah. That really is hard to do.
Right.
So I think, you know, you've got to take advantage early of those takeaways, and we didn't do a very good job of that. That's the one thing I was a little critical of.
No
myself.
Question. Yeah, no question. Dick, what do you make? We've seen the defense now for two games. We're trying to figure out this Sean Desai thing. Can you tell what they're doing and the scheme and the worthwhileness of it?
Well, you know, I watch it. You know, and you got to remember the quarterback they're playing against, Cousins. If he'd been playing on good football teams, he'd have probably been to the Super Bowl a couple of times, maybe an MVP. Mm. He's a good football player. But, you know, I of course, our defense, the defensive tackle, big guy, Carter, oh, man.
Yeah.
To me, he reminds me of Reggie White. Wow. I don't want to pressure on him early, but I don't know if he has a limit, okay? And if you try to block him one-on-one, it's a battle you're going to lose. He's very impressive. But I think the defense will keep coming. Again, I guarantee it's not a totally different scheme that they were using last year.
Mm-hmm.
Those people were there and saw how successful it was. Yes, we were a little soft in pass coverage and conservative in some ways. But they went to Super Bowl with it, and they were ranked. They were ranked 7. Now they were ranked number 1 in 7 different categories on defense last year.
Right.
So I don't think you just erase all that from your defensive scheme, even though you have a different name running as a coordinator. You know,
Dick, how impressed were you with Josh Sweat's play last night?
I was very impressed with his mobility. I was his agility. His ability to make drastic cuts and bounce outside when he starts inside. And, you know, and he's powerful as well. I was, he's elusive more so than I haven't seen that much of him, but I was impressed.
Yeah, he's been great. He really has.
5 QB hits, I think.
Well, you know what?
He's in there every time.
He's in the prime of his career. He's played enough years now where he's developed and he's healthy and his body's not too beat up. Like, he's right in the sweet spot of his career right now. You know, you got a chance at 2 or 3 really, really outstanding years from Josh Sweat. Coach Shamil, we love having you on. And let me remind everyone, great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wines shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com. Let me say that again. VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. How's the wine business going this year, Dick? How's it going?
Okay, you know, it's very competitive. You know, we're in the playoffs. You know, we're breaking even, so that puts us in the playoffs in our business. But there are
nice.
So many people to compete against, a lot more than 32 teams out here, I'll tell you that.
There you go. Coach Shamil, stay well, and we'll talk to you Friday next week as the Eagles are gearing up
Take
to play
care.
Tampa. Thank
go
you,
Eagles.
You got
go.
It. Absolutely. All right, there he is, Coach
Thanks,
Dick Vermeil.